President John Mahama has begun a three-day campaign tour of the Upper East Region. The Upper East Region will officially end his regional campaign tours. President Mahama first called on the Bolga Traditional Council. The chiefs were happy about how government has instituted measures to bring peace to the town following chieftaincy crisis there. Since the death of the Bolga Naba Martin Abilba, there have been conflicts between rival factions as to who to occupy the skin. Now, there is relative peace in Bolga. A representative of the chiefs pledged their support for a second term for President Mahama. It is their wish that the Bolga-Boku Road sees some rehabilitation to open up the region to commercial activities. They also appeal for the Kwalugu tomato factory and other defunct factories in the Upper East Region be revived to provide jobs for the teeming youth.
A lot has been done, and we think by his grace, people will make their decision and make it work. However, there are a few things that we think that probably would have happened by now. For example, issues like the airport, which has been attempted several years ago, has still not seen any progress. One other issue is that, yes, we know there is a lot to be done, and it doesn't take one day. And, of course, we think that Bolga-Boku Road is a major one. And trade and other things for this region, this is the hub. And if that ends, it's not going well. It is not doing well for the Upper East as a whole.
President Mahama, who was a good friend to the late Bolga Naba Martin Abilba, regretted that finding an heir to the skin has generated clashes that has led to the death of some people. The government cannot interfere in chieftaincy issues, but will ensure that there's law and order in choosing a successor for the skin. President Mahama mentioned some of the ongoing projects being constructed in the region. They include the first phase of the Upper East Regional Hospital. The president announced that the Saudi government has approved another tranche of funding to complete the second phase of the hospital, including state-of-the-art equipment. When completed, the hospital will serve as a major referral point.
We've done a lot of work on roads, but there are many more projects to complete. One of them is the Bolga-Boku Road my father spoke about. The contractor has mobilized now and is ready to start work. We are doing it with dedicated funding. And so once it starts, it's not going to stop because the contractor has not been paid. That is one of the most important roads that I know you are concerned about. We're also doing urban roads, especially in the regional capitals and some of the district capitals. And so if you notice, the asphalting work in Bolga-Tanga has started. This government agrees with you because we believe that our first president had a vision. And that is why he built all these factories. He knew that in future, many young people will come out of school and be looking for work to do. Unfortunately, the succeeding government left all these things to collapse. And that is why if you look in our manifesto, we've said that we're going to do a feasibility study of all old abandoned state factories, Nkrumah-era factories, and those that are viable will bring back into operation. We've started it. In some of them, we need to get the private sector to come and partner with us because government is not best placed to run some of these businesses.
Later at a rally, President Mahama encouraged the crowd to ensure they vote for the NDC on December 7th to enable the region to continue to enjoy the status and the fruits of the economy.